839 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. On the day before Thanksgiving, I had lunch with a friend yesterday, and as we were parting ways, he said, "Well, I'm off to my deer stand up north of here." I said, "Oh, that's good. By the way, I like sausage." Just saying. No, I said, "No, here's I retract that." I said, "Good luck. Hope you make a big one, and I'll take the sausage." Actually, I'm not fussy. I'll take almost any venison. Venison steak is just fine. But I really do like venison sausage. I really do. Love the smoky sticks. Mm-mm-mm. Absolutely. Speaking of which, I have to cut my applewood yet into chips and soak tonight to smoke the turkey. I am really excited. I have to admit, I am really looking forward to the Thanksgiving feast. Really, I'm going to get some snow tomorrow. That might mess up my sister and my mom coming down. I have to keep track of that. Talking snow showers, it can make things a little tomorrow morning as you travel. Lot of stuff in the show today. I'm not sure when we're going to get to this. Maybe after 10 o'clock. But go spread rock salt where hell has frozen over. Because Alec Baldwin and I agree almost completely on something. Almost. We'll get to that. Just a lot of stuff I want to try to get to, including the Leroy Butler story's taken another turn. There's a grand jury investigation, federal grand jury. I believe it's federal. I want to talk about that as well. It's do or die for me in my charity bet with listener Craig. He now leads 3-7. I would have to run the table, Jason, to get this done. We're both picking the Lions tomorrow. I'm not as worried about Matt Flynn. I actually think Matt Flynn's probably going to have a pretty good game. When you listen to the coach at 9-10, listen to his, he is frustrated as hell about the run defense. I mean, he gets very technical about it. You listen to that answer. Well, here's what I asked him. I don't want to give his answer away, but I said, look, you know, and if you read or heard what his defender said yesterday, they're all saying different things. Well, we were out-schemed. Well, no, we weren't out-schemed. Toby Gerhardt picked up almost 100 yards on, what, 8 carries? 7? 8? Ridiculous. Embarrassing. It was the only performance ever. Remember, that story went away. Remember when he said he was being discriminated against because he was white? And he should have been a high first-round draft pick? I ran over Clay Matthews in college. You know? Well, he looked like that guy last week against the Packers. By the way, that was crap. We all know that now, right? That he wasn't being discriminated against because of the color of his skin. We'll get to that later on. What's going on Fox 11 there? They've got a winner. You know, I should be careful because I don't want my friends in TV news to get mad at me. All right. This woman is there. That's my Camaro giveaway winner. That woman is Fox 11. Now, I'm not going to criticize Fox 11 specifically. But generally, the Green Bay news, TV news market. In fact, I wasn't going to go anywhere near this in this segment. I need to get to the Broadway district. So don't let me forget that, Jason, okay, before 9 o'clock. I wasn't going to go anywhere near this topic, but I did want to do it one day because I saw it last night. This started in the last couple of years in the Green Bay TV market where they have anchors, news anchors, conducting contests. I think that's amazingly horrible. Now, Pete Pitoniak he's a weather guy, and it's kind of unusual in TV morning shows. He's a weather guy, but he co-hosts the morning show. I don't consider him a news anchor. I really don't, per se. But, I mean, you've got Tom Zelaski on 5 and on 2, all of them, where they have their news anchors conducting the contest and promoting the contest. Do you think I would ever have Robert Kennedy do that? I would never have our news staff do that. Now, we don't do as many contests as some stations do. Music stations obviously do a lot of contests. Talk stations do. That reminds me, we need to give away the rest of Scott Walker's books. That also reminds me. The governor did commit news in our interview yesterday. When he vouched for Chris Christie's conservative bona fides, that story's taking off, Jason. You're going to be seeing that around, that he said that here. I think Chris Christie's people know about it already. But in any event, we do some giveaways. I would never have my newsroom do it. Now, I understand. Here's the issue the TV news has. They don't have Jerry Bader. They don't have Mike and Matt. They don't have local personalities outside their news product. Their news product is the entirety of their local broadcast product outside the commercials. So I don't know how else you would do that. I think it cheapens their product. And I'm not, and by the way, this is not exclusive to the Green Bay market. I should point that out as well. Jason says not big enough staff. So who would do it? Even if you had a big enough staff, who, in what role in TV news would you have someone give something away? You know what I mean? Someone that is a face of the station that the viewer knows. Who would it be? I mean, what? The news guy. I'm saying don't have the news guy do it. I am saying don't have anchors do it. Well, but see, no, it's not a matter of staff, Jason. It's they're staffed just fine. They don't have the role of anyone besides a news anchor. This is exactly my point. I think you're missing my point here. Maybe the sports guy. I would do the sports guy before the news anchor, wouldn't you? I would have him or her. There are. I would have them do it. Seeing the anchors do it looks really, really cheesy to me. Three dead in a house fire. But first, here's your chance to win tonight. I mean, that's kind of the way it's coming off. I mean, when Robert Kennedy does his tease for the story, could you imagine him in 60 seconds, your chance to win Scott Walker's book? Could you imagine that? I actually can't. I should have Robert do it off the air just to see what that would sound like, because I can't even imagine it. Now, this is all for ratings, the same reason that we in radio do contests. For ratings. I understand that. I think it's weird. Here's actually, I'm going to throw them. You think I'm weird for thinking this is weird? You don't think this hurts the credibility of their news people? I totally disagree with you. I totally disagree. So then I should have Robert do this, you're saying? Sure, you're crazy. I don't know if you're just being contrarian over there or what you're doing. Here's me. I am not a contrarian. Exactly. Now that was pretty funny, you have to admit. Now, here's what they could do. There, I'm throwing you some free consulting to the TV stations in the market. Have a sponsor do it. Have an advertiser do it. I mean, you could still scroll something on the screen during the newscast, but even then I would do it at discrete times. I think that it looks as cheesy as hell to have. It's just, I think it does hurt their credibility a bit to be involved in these contests. Seeing Z do it on 5 last night, I thought was just weird. I don't know. It felt strange to me. And I shouldn't be singling out, because I don't know if 11, well, 11 just did it, but I mean, I don't think they have their primetime anchors do it. No, the parade is not giving stuff away. It's not a ratings ploy. So I don't think he and Aaron doing the parade is a bad thing. NBC 26 is all over the parade. I think that's a different thing. But they're not parade people. You are really stretching over there. All right. I don't even know what a parade. I was in the parade. I'm not a parade person because I don't even know what the hell a parade person is. I didn't announce it. Well, they're announcing an event, though. It's an event. You can question the newsworthiness, I guess, but a contest isn't a news event. I was shocked when they started doing it. It's been happening in this market for some time. I was surprised. I was not surprised by this. Robert Kennedy says he would love to do contests. In fact, he's excited about that, actually. He said, no, no, no! Really, Robert? Why not? Robert, if you wouldn't do that, then... Actually, do I have time to rip on the Broadway businesses and... Should get Kennedy in here and comment on. Nah, we won't. We won't put him on the spot. Because then he'd have to rip on... Oh, yeah, you should. No, no. Because then he would have to rip on his brethren in TV news. But Robert, he wouldn't do it. Wow. If I said, Robert, do it or you're fired, I mean... No, we're not going to make him do that. Jason insists now. Because Robert, I am'd us. Robert went on record as no, no, no. Well, good for him. I totally agree with his position on that. I think it's weird. I need to move on to this. Everybody knew this petition was coming. All right, he's in here. Open the mic. We've got like a minute because I got to get to the Broadway thing. Are you going to express an opinion? What do you want? You do whatever you want to do.
Not hawking books.
You would do a contest though?
Not a contest either.
Of any kind.
No.
See, I think it's.
Yeah, it looks pretty cheesy.
You do? Okay. I mean, because I know you know some of these people. I know some of these people, and they're doing what they're paid to do and what they're told to do.
Sure.
I just think it's weird, and I think it is cheesy.
Yeah, no, I agree. It just sort of takes you out of your credibility, if you have such a thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and what you do and what I... Now, Jason's throwing things at him because Robert agreed with me. Well, I knew he was going to. I mean, seriously, if I, you know, Robert and I meet regularly. If I came in the newsroom and said, here, you're going to be giving away such and such and such, and you would look at me like I fell from Mars.
I mean, I often just, do that.
Well, that, yeah, that's true. And the feeling is mutual, fella. So anyway, all right, go do some news stuff. I need to get to this piece. Okay. We knew this petition was coming. Some 60 business owners in the Broadway district have submitted a petition. They want change. Now, by the way, this is completely toothless, and it's just a PR stunt because they have no legal standing to do this. They want to be part of the leadership. They want it to be more accountable to them. The On Broadway, Inc. leadership doesn't represent local businesses any longer. That has become an entity unto itself. That from lawyer Cole White. White has a new office on Broadway. He's representing the Business Alliance, the group of 60 small businesses who do not want a Walmart. They claim, oh, no, this our concerns with the structure of they go way back before Walmart. I don't actually believe that. These small shops do not want a Walmart, a large, and I admit it's a large Walmart store, on what's now a big empty on the north side of the, far north side of the Broadway district. They don't want that. They would like a smaller food store that fits into the Broadway motif. I understand that to a degree. I do. And I understand Jim Schmidt's opposition to a degree. I've never heard that expression before. Jason, you just made it up? Oh, okay. Then I'm not going to share it on the air because I was going to ask you what it meant. Seeing how you made it up, it doesn't mean it. Well, I call it artsy-fartsy. They want an artsy-fartsy. Yeah, they want a Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, that sort of thing. Here's my general issue on this, though. They're saying that On Broadway is no longer operating in the best interest of the businesses on Broadway. Why do they feel that way? Because they don't think a Walmart is in their best interest. These small specialty shops are afraid Walmart's going to put them out of business. I think it's an unfounded fear. Further, they believe a large store is going to destroy the mood, the feel of the Broadway district. As far north as it is, on the far northern end of the district, I still don't think that's the case. The mayor has come out in staunch opposition to this. Here's what I want to say about this petition. The current leadership structure is no longer serving the local businesses. Here's the reality. There's a loan on that property. They default on that payment, and the city gets the property. You have to live in the real world. And by the way, I disagree with Paul Sarubis is saying that they are courting Walmart. Walmart approached them. Once Walmart asked them for a date, yeah, then they started dating. Agreed. It's true. But Walmart approached them. And they said, well, yeah, seeing how we need to pay off this loan, yeah. Here's my problem with this petition. And I'm going to be very blunt here. Get over yourselves. Why do you think this is all about you? How about the people in the area that could use a Walmart? Who is more important, them or you? What's more important, what you want or something that will succeed? You've got some of these Broadway owners who've said, well, why don't we have a year-round farmer's market? Or why don't we have just a green space there? You have the mentality of a child. How the hell is your business still open with you saying something so overtly stupid as that? But I'm not done. See, we spend too much time on the TV news thing. I just want to see how far Jim Schmidt's going to push this opposition to Walmart. You have to live in the real world and take an opportunity that's there. It's 8:56.
If you're a man who needs to lose up to 30 pounds or more, we have